USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse President Trump's request for a special master to review evidence the FBI took from his Florida home. A judge will decide on Thursday. President Biden at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, the uniter of the people, on Tuesday.
For God's sake, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
As Democrats were the party to support the defund the police movement, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reminds Americans how Vice President Kamala Harris was bailing people out of jail that attacked the police during that time.
You know, one way to encourage political violence is to bail out people who attacked the cops. The Vice President of the United States staff raised money to bail people out of jail who rioted in New York, who attacked the cops, and they went right back to crime.
USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
Illegal immigration is being encouraged by the Biden administration.
Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike.
That is Tim Berg reporting. The widow and sisters of Marine Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, a U.S. Marine killed in Afghanistan during the military's disastrous and deadly departure from the country, are again suing actor Alec Baldwin for at least $25 million. They say Alec Baldwin exposed them to online cruelty and bitter criticisms after the actor accused one of the women of being a January 6 insurrectionist. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax speaks out how the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI are trampling on the Constitution again regarding President Trump.
These, after all, are prosecutors who are going through the lawyer-client privilege information. No prosecutor should ever see anything that is lawyer-client privilege. It should, of course, go to a special master. Even that raises questions, because when I talk to a client, the understanding is nothing will be made public. I go to my grave with his secrets. Let me tell you, I could make $1 billion today writing books, disclosing all the secrets my clients have told me over the years. I cannot and will not do that. Why should the Justice Department have the ability to look through lawyer-client privilege information, decide what's privileged, and then promise us that they won't reveal it with a wink and a nod to the next prosecutor at lunch? It's absurd.
32-year-old country singer Luke Bell died in Arizona earlier this month. It was announced on Tuesday. Some journalists are reporting Luke may have been suffering from mental illness at the time of his disappearance. Very little details have been released. Tucson police say Bell, who had been reported missing, was discovered near the site where he was last seen. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.